Another important insight into the word das is the Shem Yishmol in Parshas Ekev. The Shem Yishmol says that das says kishur haseichel v'hamidus. It's the connection between the intellect and one's midus and one's actions, meaning that one's actions should be influenced by that which one understands. Because you can have people that understand things intellectually, they're clear, all makes sense to them, they understand they need to behave in a certain way, but their heart isn't moved as a result of that. I mean, they know it intellectually, but emotionally they're just not there. He gives the example, it's like someone that is stargazing. They see the stars from afar. And he doesn't have any connection with it. Or he hears about something that happens in another far-off land, and it doesn't mean anything to him. Das is this connection between what we know and what we feel and do. That our midas should be impacted by our intellect. And that's, he explains, that's what it means, atachainin ladam das. That the word chanina over here is totally appropriate. And we're going to say it again in the end of the bracha, chanin hadas. Why do we need chanina? Because our seichel is really who we are. Our neshama that expresses itself through our intelligence, through our capacity for rational thought, which expresses itself in our ability to communicate. All of those things are what sets us aside from animals. Were we not to have seichel, then all we'd do is behave in an animal-like way, being totally motivated by instinct. Wouldn't be able to express our thoughts in words. And therefore, chanina is where you have an additional extra that's added on top. That's how the chaynin adam das. It's a matnas chinam. It's a free gift from Hashem. And das, again, is the ability to connect that which we know to that which we do. And to realize that capacity is a tremendous gift from Hashem. It's something we need to use. It's something we need to utilize to the best of our abilities. To make sure there's a resonance and a consistency between that which we know to be true and the way that we act. He goes on to explain that Chachma and Bina are limited by our mental faculties. And we are able to conceive of whatever we're able to conceive of. But when you have das, you're able to understand far beyond. That's das. Tosefes shefa. Chachma bina shein nigdveles bakli. It's something which is above and beyond. It's above and beyond the limitations of the intellect, the limitations of the seichel. And therefore, that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for the idea, the ability to go above and beyond that which we perhaps might be naturally capable of, that which makes us truly people that are in touch with our neshamas and not just with our guf.